happy hump day and happy Cinco de Mayo for all of you out there that celebrate. Once again, Cinco de Mayo, not Mexico's Independence Day, anything like that. It celebrates a battle in the
Franco-Mexican
War. You probably be talking about this later in random facts.
I'm glad you're covering it for
I don't think Julia's covering it.
I actually have it.
It has come to symbolize a day where we celebrate
Mexican
culture and heritage.
Yes.
It just, you know, we're all just tiptoeing back outside because, you know, a year ago, remember, we were like, no Cinco de Mayo for you.
No, I know.
You know, I'm glad we just took it day by day.
It never looked
week by week.
Never
we didn't get too far ahead of ourselves.
I feel like I never even looked at my week at a view.
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter.
That's right.
Because that would be so overwhelming. Like, again.
Well, didn't we miss like a Halloween that coincided with the weekend that coincided with the full moon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was just like,
it would have been perfect.
It just was such a right off year. But I mean, the one thing that last year that we're like, okay, there's got to be a vaccine. There's got to be a vaccine coming. And the fact that a vaccine, that we have one this really within a year. But now people are like freaking out because they think vaccines should take longer. What people don't realize is that science has kept, has exceeded. It is amazing. Science is keeping people alive. It's doing all these things, making all these strides, saving lives and just impact. It is kind of amazing how fast it moves.
It really is.
It has, and how it does. And we as people, you know, don't realize it. And I love that Jimmy Kimmel last night decided that because we're kind of like, I guess Biden's goal is to get 70% vaccinated by the 4th
of July.
And we're, but you've got all these people saying all this kind of nonsense and about all this BS reason about why they don't want to get it. And everything kooky from, I'm getting tracked, which if you have a phone, you're already getting tracked and there's no way to put a chip in a vaccine. You see the injections and just all these kind of things. So Kimmel got together all these doctors and it's basically his PSA about if you're on the fence about COVID, I mean, the long-term risks. If you get COVID, you have a very good chance of never getting your taste or smell back. That's a big thing. And you could possibly die, maybe lower chances of that. But the taste and smell and what it does with your mental fatigue, I don't want to mess around with that. You know what I mean? Because that has been real for people. So here's Kimmel's, what I'm calling his PSA.
Okay.
I'm a doctor. An actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years.
I am a critical care nurse.
I've been a nurse for 16 years.
I spent 4 years in undergraduate school, then 4 years in medical school.
And then another 5 years as a resident in emergency medicine.
Look at all of my diplomas.
I worked a second job to put myself through nursing school.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
I can name every organ in your body and tell you exactly what it does.
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body? I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Did you know that eating raw ginger cures cancer? You did? Good, because it doesn't.
I've saved people's lives.
I've cracked open a chest and manually beat a human heart.
I even delivered some babies in the back of cars. Do you know how many people have shown me weird skin things at parties and asked me if they were dying?
Too many.
My life is spent trying to improve and save yours.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry, she posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his Gabella?
Then tell him to shut the up. The Gabella's right here, by the way.
From that polio shot we gave your kid, and then your kid not getting polio, well, those two things are related.
How about this? You do your job, I'll do mine.
Get the vaccine.
Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of like the mind slap of it all.
For me, one of the things that I'm having a problem with is that it's very selfish not to get it.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. And that's my personal opinion because we have all been working. We have all gone through this together.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done the hard work. But the people who may catch it, that will be probably asymptomatic, they don't understand by not getting it what they're going to do to the rest of the world who's gone the distance and got it, got the vaccine. They could
or mess haven't up the gotten the vaccine.
Or haven't gotten it and messed everything up. It just, to me, feels selfish and lazy. And I get, if because I went and read all about it, because yeah. I've been hearing from a lot of people, I'm not getting it because of this, I'm not getting it because of that, I'm not getting it because of this. So I went, what day was it? On Sunday. And I just kind of immersed myself. I listened to some stuff. I did some reading. But, and I'm not a scientist. But
you listened. You but went to scientific doctors.
But I wanted to know some more things about it because yeah. I don't understand. But everyone has a right to feel how they feel. I get it. But it's not... You just have to think out bigger than yourself right now.
Well, it's like having a baby, and babies get vaccinated.
Everyone, yeah.
You get vaccinated before you go to school.
Yeah, it's to protect yourself and others.
Measles is, you know, it's erratic. Anyway, it's like, I don't understand it. I don't know. I think that is an interesting way to do it, about bringing the doctor point of view. You appeal to the emotional side of it. But to me, it's just like, it's almost like my grandpa getting mad about having to wear a seatbelt in the 70s.
Right. He or got not very mad at a building.
Yeah, he got very mad. It was against his freedom. It was doing something. And it's like, no, you're going to keep yourself from getting sick. And maybe you're going to keep someone else from getting sick. But I don't want you to get sick. This is really what my thing is. With the couple people that I know that I do happen to really like, I don't want them to get sick.
Right. And you see what's going on in India right now. It's really, it's a difficult conversation.
Yeah, this is a make-believe.
And I don't, do you think...
And if you stepped on a rusty nail, would you say to the doctor, oh, I'm not taking that tetanus, I don't know what's in that.
I don't know what's in anything.
Exactly.
And it's not my job.
It's not your job. Yeah. The doctor wouldn't put something in you if it wasn't good. Because if you don't get tetanus, guess what? Your foot could get infected. And then the next thing you know, you're getting your foot cut off. Maybe your whole leg.
So anyone who knows anyone, and they're trying to make them easier, you know, drop in to get a vaccine and stuff, you know, because, and maybe that was part of the difficulty and things. But we just, and they say that if you have a personal connection with someone who is hesitant about it, you have the most success to change their mind. It's not going to be hearing it from us. It's not going to be hearing it from Jimmy Kimmel. It's not going to be hearing from that.
Right.
It's the personal connection. So I think
that's what I'm saying to someone that I'm seeing this weekend.
Yeah.
Is I am frantic with worry that they are going to get sick, and I don't know why they're playing with fire.
Right.
That's upsetting to me. It would be
very upsetting to me if a family member went to it. It would be very upsetting.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we just all have to do our part and try harder to convince people. All right, when we come back, it's Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants.
So
it's just
today,
random.
Already.
That's all it is.
All right, so here's something random, and I do want to say, you know, our thoughts on the vaccine are our thoughts, and everyone has
the right. Who else would they be?
I know, but everyone has the right to their own opinions about everything, and we're just expressing our feelings about it.
Julia must have gotten a couple of emails.
I did.
That's my Hollywood speak.
I did. Oh, okay, gosh. So anywho, I want to tell you what the state of the state is with people enhancing themselves over the past year.
I really wish I would have had the nerve to had a facelift. I don't know why you didn't. Because, Julia, I'm afraid.
We've been talking about this for 10 years with you. You're supposed to do things before you need to do them. Remember that?
Dr. Crutchfield says no. He says no.
You don't really need one, Lori.
Julia, but this would have been the year to do it.
Well, this would have been the year to do everything.
Slide into the roaring 20s, Rocco.
Because then it would have time to settle.
Fresh jawline or something. Yes. I mean, those New York housewives, I feel like we're way behind. Some of these ladies are doing in their 40s. Just saying. All right, get
some doctors. That's the point of this hour of the show. So right. Whatever Dr. Crutchfield says, let's do that.
That's all right. That's, fine. That's all right. Exactly so here's right. the deal. So the American Society of Plastic Surgeon has released data, and over the last year,
It's got to be Zoom face.
Well, here's what they said: minimally invasive and surgical plastic surgery procedures went down, of course, because you couldn't even go into the doctor for 6 months or whatever. But Botox and soft tissue fillers are popular overall, but the most increase they've seen is butt implants.
What?
Of 22%. And here's what they're saying. This is a dermatologist is talking about, she points to homebound stagnation or the modern day secretary spread of the ass. The general flattening of the buttocks with age. Presumably seeing a higher, tighter, rounder assets on social media or any number of reality shows has patients researching and ultimately scheduling procedures to give their bottom line a much needed boost. So they are seeing the Kardashian butt effect is affecting the world.
So with doing people. The fat injections and the butt implants.
We don't know. The fat is not mentioned in this. So I'm not going to say that, but they're just saying.
But that's the only way to achieve
butt
it.
Butt implants are up 22%.
Yeah, it's transferring fat injections into your bottom.
Butt implants, whatever that means.
And then there are the implants. Like Chloe looks to me like she's got two silicone butt pads of a nice high pillow proportion.
Right.
You know, because sometimes when she sits down and in photos, that's why she's carefully posed and she went crazy over that natural one. When she's sitting, you can actually see the outline.
All right. So that's it. Now this is something that's happening on TikTok and it literally is making headlines. Okay. So people on social media, there's this new thing called high meat. Has anybody heard of this?
High meat.
Mm-hmm. We just learned about Chugi the other day.
Steaks laced with THC.
No, but that sounds good.
That's a good guess, Rocco.
This high meat is a new trend on social media is eating rotten meat to get high.
Whoa!
Decomposed, discolored meat with mold and bacteria growing on it, and they're saying it makes them feel euphoric.
No.
People are saying this is not something you should engage in.
No.
You could have stomach aches, diarrhea, food poisoning, or worse. I mean,
is this really a thing?
This
it sounds
is
like Tide Pods all over. No,
yeah, it does, Rocco. Like does. Two people did it. Right. Now everybody's doing it.
No, but this is seriously.
Here's the thing, though. Most people would not be able to do that unless one, they were starving. Of course, then you would do it. But the smell and the eye, the sight of it, those two things are so important. Like either being able to see it or smell it to how you want to taste it. I mean. I guess someone who had COVID, no taste of smell, and they could eat this.
Right.
They could do this and see what happens.
I mean, the only thing, like, you know, you know, in your refrigerator, if the cheese on mold on it, you just cut it off.
Mold off cheese. I will do that. Same. I do not get freaked out about that.
I don't either. But if hamburger is the wrong color or something.
Or smell. Or
gets moist and mushy.
Or bacon. Like, have you ever seen the bacon? Sometimes like.
Bacon takes so long to spoil, I've decided.
It does, but it really can.
I've never seen it spoiled.
Oh, I have.
Because I feel like I had a pound of bacon in my refrigerator for 2 months and nothing happened.
Yeah.
I cooked it up and nothing. But here's the thing that does spoil quickly. Cucumbers.
Yeah.
The baby cucumbers that you're paying $5 for five little tiny babies right now. They'll spoil quick.
You got to eat them fast.
You got to eat those fast.
My wife always complains about the raspberries and the blueberries. Oh. Just going like.
They go quick.
Day. Yeah.
They go quick right now.
Yeah.
And everything's
there's
$5.
There's like some hack you can do. Like the worst thing you can do is keep your berries in those stupid plastic containers. Because they're not the kind of a thing. So they need like a little, I don't know. You can look it up.
You can buy those bags.
Yeah, they've bagged. Sometimes people keep them in a colander and then put just covering over it, you know, to seal it in.
Yeah.
But not letting them be moist is key.
Right.
And a lot of times they're moist in that plastic thing and then they're just sitting in their own berry juice. This is my theory.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right, you're wrinkling your nose.
Because, you know, the cucumbers always piss me off.
Yeah. So I think there's like something we could be like doing to maybe, you know.
Stop that.
But do we want to?
What happened 100 years ago today, Lori? I ask you in 1921.
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Are you sure? Wait a minute. Can we see some identification? Right. Coco Chanel debuted her perfume Chanel No. 5. Mm. It hit the stores 1 year later, and ever since, they say one bottle says every 55 seconds. I'm feeling like that slowed down during COVID.
I don't know. I wore through COVID. I spray every day.
I do too, but it's gone the minute I put it on. I like spray it hardcore in my clothes.
If only you were hairier.
Yeah, I don't. Is that it? I don't have enough hair. I put it in my hair on top of my head.
That's probably where it stays. You're a very hairless person.
I'm not hairy. Mm-hmm. I know it. Damn.
Brager.
No, that isn't anything to brag about. This is the trend that we talked about before. And I think we even let people call and talk to us about it, about men wearing engagement rings. The jewelry stores are pushing for this so hardcore because this will double sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tiffany is coming out. Now, Tiffany is coming out. I mean, this will be huge.
Yeah.
So at the same time, you know, you get engaged, you have the man wear the ring, and he could potentially change it out when you get married. So it's two rings now. So this is a big potential for sales, for jewelry stores.
Is it?
So Tiffany Jewelry, they believe it could double their sales.
Well, I guess if you had, give me the ideas of what they have.
Well, the ideas are men. So when, you know, women traditionally...
So like a band of diamonds?
You could wear a band with a diamond in it.
Or diamonds.
Diamonds.
You know, like I have.
Yep.
But a bigger version.
Sure. With a large, huge diamond embedded them.
Yeah.
In them. But they, you know, they look a lot like wedding bands.
Yeah. Why haven't they been doing this sooner, I'm asking?
I know. But Tiffany's going to roll theirs out. So if they validate it, it's got to be true if Tiffany does it.
Yeah, they should have been on this a long time ago, for goodness sake.
Right.
I mean, how long have we had gay marriage and people getting together? Right. My dad always has a wedding. I mean, he loves rings with diamonds in it.
Really, my dad would know sooner.
Yeah, but no, there's beautiful rings. They could embed other kinds of stones. Yes. These people they're behind the times. I'm glad they're catching up.
Yep. So it's happening. It's happening, Laura.
Don't think I'm getting that for Casey for an anniversary present, though.
With lots of huge diamond. I'm calling Moeller Jewelers right now. We'll be back.
This song just is so 70s. The whole vibe of it is so great.
When's the rest of that album coming out? I gotta find out.
I don't know.
But Bruno Mars has been sending me emails.
Has he now? To come to see his VIP show in Vegas?
The Bellagio has been sending me notes about get on early to get the tickets for the Bruno Mars show, but I missed it. Obviously, I think it's sold out.
And
but
he's not going to be there when you're there, is he?
No. He's doing just like this is what they do at the park. It's kind of cool. They have like three or four acts that take turns taking dates. Bruno, because he was... I mean, he was the last one in. He just started his Vegas stand of, I think he had 2 months worth of shows. And he was only like in the fourth show when we saw him last March. So he's the first one back in the Park Theater. That means Cher will be coming back.
Yes.
And then I forget who was the third one.
Wasn't Carrie Underwood going?
She's in a different place. Different.
Vegas.
We're going to be seeing news. We're going to be seeing news. Yes. So. Also seeing, speaking of hot, The House of Dragon, which is the prequel series from Game of Thrones. HBO has given us the official photos.
I saw it. I like it.
This is set 300 years before, you know, the Game of Thrones, when there's a lot of, there's someone known as the Sea Snake. We're going to get the Dance of the Dragons. There's going to be a lot of damn dragons. And our hot guy, Matt Smith, is in it from
we like that.
Young Prince Philip from The Crown.
I think that last season of Game of Thrones kind of...
You just have to throw it away, Rocco.
Yeah. No.
Ignore it.
You do.
And we're going to the prequel. We're screw it. Okay. Now we're back to George R. R. Martin.
Is George okay? That was the problem, right? They got away from George.
They went off book. Yep. George had stopped writing, so they had to reimagine. No, this is from George R. R. Martin.
George is on board. I'm back on.
Okay,
board.
I miss that. You know what I'm thinking of is like that the camaraderie of the final season of Game of Thrones.
We were all watching it.
Yeah. I mean, my boys are talking to my brothers.
Yes.
They're talking to me. They wanted to come to my house because I had a better TV. I mean, I miss some of these bonding moments with your kids that...
There's been a few Netflix, there's been a few things, but no, that was like a very universal worldwide because we all had to watch it at the same time. There was no other choice.
Right.
You know?
It was super fun.
With that. So to me, it looks really, it looks so good just based on everything. So yeah, I'm excited and it's going to be a 10 episode prequel. That's what we know about that.
Are we going to talk about Real Housewives of New York?
Well, we could, but please let me indulge. I have spent the morning, every chance I got, reading between the lines of every single item of gossip about Jennifer Lopez and the man with the dragon tattoo, Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. He has the Phoenix Rising.
Yeah, looking for signs of life. And here's the latest. They're having a great time. And the source, Ben Affleck, actually went to people with this. They have a great time hanging out. It's been years since they caught up properly. They have lots to talk about. Here's the thing. So these two break up and she's on the record as saying he's the first guy who broke her heart. Mm-hmm. She was the dumper in every other thing and she was the dumpy in this thing. Okay.
Okay.
It got too hot for Ben. He still had his milk teeth in for crying out loud. And he couldn't take all the attention because he is like this actor's actor kind of a, kind of likes being famous, doesn't like being, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
He can't handle the spotlight.
Right.
So anyway, but when these two break up, they broke up with the, when we're 50 and...
if we're both single, we'll get back together.
We'll get back together. They break up under that pretext. Rocco, you know what I'm saying? They have this thing because...
You have someone that you don't want to quit. But,
17 years ago, like, you can't even envision what's going to happen. So you just randomly, you know, pick the age and maybe they picked 50 because it seemed like so impossibly far away.
Sure.
And now they're both single at the same time. She really needs to recover from A-Rod in the sense that she got put in a media frenzy that made her look bad and it showed her like, oh, what a fool she was in front of the whole world. With this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And she, so glad she didn't buy the match.
She invited him. She upped his spotlight. She glowed him up.
And so, but anyway, so she and Ben have this, you know, like if we're together, we'll just have a thing that means nothing. We'll just laugh and talk and, you know, we don't need each other and it'll be just this thing. No expectations.
No
and
disappointments.
That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jennifer Garner... People ran to Us Weekly to
and
say
said she's reunited with her old boyfriend.
She's back with the hamburger boar, the robot hamburger guy
who makes meatloaf hamburger chained.
Yeah. And and they're giving it another go right as all of this happened. So that did make me laugh and laugh because Us Weekly has always been Jennifer Garner's thing. And so, you know, and then the story gets brought to Us Weekly that it was just a few weeks ago. So like then it's before any of this happened, but no, anyway, I don't know. I don't like the robot hamburger guy. I don't know why. Just, he doesn't seem fun.
No.
You know, I wish she'd do a paparazzi stroll with Bradley Cooper and just send the internet. But even Bradley Cooper, cause they are friends and know each other. That would just send people into orbit. I wish she could one up her game.
She doesn't care. That's so much work.
Yeah.
Who cares that much? She's so.
But this is a. She wants us to know she's back with Robot Hamburger Guy.
You don't believe it?
No, I believe it. But the fact that she wants us to know that, I think it's just because her publicist probably said, Jennifer, you know, they're really getting a lot. Because they broke up a year ago. They broke up. A year ago, and now they're back together. Convenient. Well, she's doing the same thing, too.
She is doing the same thing, right.
So, anyway, I'm going to keep following the Bennifer 2.0, but I really like my theory about those two just I made a couple of those agreements.
So did I.
Yeah.
Just spending time together.
What was your year, though?
Oh, 40.
Okay, 40. I mean, yeah, because that didn't even seem possible.
Yeah, and
to
it was
be
in
40.
Early 20s. Yeah, yeah, mine was 40, and like that seems so far away.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine was
92.
No, it wasn't that. I think I said 75. That's how sure I was of being not having up to be back together.
Paco, have you ever said that to anybody? If things don't work out, we should meet when we're 50.
I always remember saying something like that to like my college girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, if you know, like, if maybe when we're 60 and if we still, if we're both single, let's right meet up or whatever.
It's,
you know,
kind of like the slow, the ease. It's like a way of breaking up that just like makes at least one person feel better. Usually
exactly
the one saying that.
Right.
But
right
sometimes you both agree on it. It's kind of a sweet, it's a sweetness, even though who the hell knows if it'll ever really happen. But at the time you mean it. And then you think, I'm never going to be 60. That's right in 100 years.
That's true.
You know? Anyway,
so
Ben,
true.
Here we are. Okay.
I really want to talk about the Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
okay
it. Okay. It was
I missed Dorinda so much. I
from
missed
one episode?
I was bored. Lori, okay, what, here's
were you
what
sitting
I wrote
there going, what are we doing without Dorinda?
Okay, so here's what I wrote. I like the new character, not character, but cast member Ebony. I do like her a
yes
lot. I wrote down when I saw Sonia Morgan being the exact same place she's been every year and then not taking the tag out of her outfit and having her person helper that was with her that day tuck it back in. And she says, oh, I never take the tags off anything. I'm just going to see it. And if I don't like it, I'll take it back. I just cringed for her.
Well, you know, she lost her
I know she did
Century 21 thing.
I cringed
that we saw her
for
get
Sonia.
Yeah.
I just cringed for her.
Okay.
I miss Dorinda because I miss someone just being somewhat Lulu. I just felt like everybody, I mean, we've got
okay,
a woman
this
who's
just the first episode.
I was bored in that room, and Ramona and Luann are besties now. I mean,
that I like the spice of that.
I know, but where's the drama? I just felt like,
okay, here, let me just,
I was bored.
Let me pose
and
this question
Jason
for you.
Jason said it was like watching a walrus
yeah
roll over or something. Or something on his show this morning. I thought, oh, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you what they did that set everybody's teeth on edge right away. This is my PR observation, the tone of the show. They show, because we've never seen the Real Housewives open this way before. It was almost like we were watching a Sex and the City. You see this very busy streetscape of New York City. Cars, buses, people honking, walking, flashing light, you know, you see the city and you see a big wide boulevard. Maybe it's Broadway, Fifth right Avenue, who knows? And then all of a sudden that same street, crickets, nothing, no one out, absolute mm-hmm silence. And they were showing, because this was
they're
filmed
showing COVID.
They were, the episode started, in October.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember correctly, we were going, it was, things were getting high and there was a talk of yep a lockdown coming. And so to me, right away, it was just like
a buzzkill.
Yes.
I don't, we know we've all gone through this together,
but
and it was a buzzkill.
But I get that they have to do it
in the editing to state this is where we're at.
This is where we're at. But then the show was kind of inconsistent with that because there were
the
no
mass
vaccinations. No. And it was very loosey goosey with everybody just. Like, we were all staying home more and something. So, I don't know. You're right. There was something
off. It felt like there was dead air. I was mm-hmm waiting for someone to be goofy in the background and come out in an outrageous outfit and make a joke. There was no brevity. There was no one making funny. I was bummed.
Yeah, okay, but remember, it's just the first episode.
Right.
Okay, and you are not the most devoted of housewife watchers. If you'll admit that.
So is that the problem? But even as a regular, is a person trying to be entertained.
But the first episode is kind of always, and this is the first pandemic episode. So even in how they're laying out everything, it's kind of innocuous stuff because they're trying to, Listen, they said they're going on a Hamptons
trip. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
We have to go visit each other's apartments. I was so bored.
There's nothing to film. I know. And that was part of the thing. And I think we're now starting next week. It's just going to be what we know and expect. And here's the thing. Dorinda.
I miss her.
She could come back, but she brought so much negative energy and made people cry and had an awful
She was going through something. Mary, but I'm willing to forgive her.
I am too. And she could come back. Like, and Andy has said that.
Yeah.
But she needed to take a step back. I would have been okay.
They're bringing back the Spankware lady.
Oh, Heather Thompson. Heather. Yeah, there's some kind of a fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't worry about it. Next week, if it's still boring, then we can worry.
Right, but I do like Ebony a lot. I think she's
fire.
I like her.
Very. She's going to bring us some good drama, and it did make me sad for Sonia.
It made
me... Because the season before, she got her big clothing line. And Rocco, don't know what this is, but
was carrying it, and she was so excited.
Century 21, which is kind of a New York kind of institution, East Coast thing, right. And she had her own line, and it was cute stuff. And once again, just like her toaster ovens and everything else,
buy Sonia by Sonia Morgan on Walmart.
All right, we got to go because it's time to Hollywood speak, right, dear.
So, what are you trying to say?
Is the meaning of this?
Well, speaking of Real Housewives of New York City, the ladies were on with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live on the show last night, and I was so happy about that. And Andy asked Leah, because she was like besties with Tinsley Mortimer, who left the New York Housewives halfway through last season to go off to be with her on again, off again coupon king. Rich boyfriend Scott
in Chicago, who was such a loser.
We could never figure out why she was with him, but I think it was Rock and Wallet
security.
Okay. Anyway, here's what Leah told Andy about. She said, "I'm happy Tinsley is free and she dodged a bullet."
So true.
Explain.
Well, he was a loser, and she's
because?
Free because he cheated on her. Yeah.
He was never felt all the way sincere about her. You have to quit the show for me if you want to be in love with me.
I don't want to be on the show.
You
have
to leave the show, but this is how I make my money. I'll pay, you know.
Anyone who doesn't let you live your life and want you to change that much.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
She also, the ladies all
want
said
you to be happy.
He was the one who issued a press statement about them breaking up.
Remember that?
After he said he didn't like how she was in the news.
We talked about that, Laurie, at the time. We totally
did.
You and I talked about that.
Yeah, we did. Okay, so remember when I had a blowout from Jonathan Anton and he cut all my hair off a couple years ago?
Yep.
For the Screen Actor Guild Award, and Mahershala Ali complimented me on my fresh do.
And you were never going to have a haircut for 6 months because there was no hair left.
I did not need a haircut for 4 months.
I remember.
It was very short. It was fun. Anyway, and it was like one of the funnest things I've ever done was that because I used to watch this show, Rocco, called Blowout. It was one of the first reality early days about this mercurial straight hairdresser guy, Jonathan Anton, who basically like yells at you as he cuts and blows your...
He does.
Dries your hair. Mm-hmm.
That's not the guy that gave you the $250.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
More than that. And so he was on with Andy Cohen, like Patty Stanger. It was all these people who used to have shows on Bravo.
I saw this show.
And he was asked if he had any regrets. Andy asked him, "Jonathan, do you have any regrets?" And he said, "Probably fighting with you about the fact you said reality was starting to go in the family direction. I said, I'm not having my family on ever. That's it." And you said, "Okay, that's fine. Then the show's over and that's it." And I kind of regret that. Because boom, they were he was off.
Canceled.
And that was a popular show. And he was getting known.
Yep.
And then it was just canceled. Over.
Yep.
And then he tried, and his sister is the Pussycat Dolls lady.
Nicole.
No, that's not his sister. She was the choreographer and created the group. because I watched that reality show. Remember that one? Does anyone remember watching that?
I can't believe
that?
You don't watch Below Deck and all those other Southern Living because
Julia, but I can't be making you think, you know, I just watch Bravo, everything. Otherwise, what would you really think of me?
What I already do.
All right.
I thank you.
Anyway, so he...
I wouldn't judge you by what you watch because I would have judged you so long ago.
Jonathan said he was part of, quote unquote, pioneering reality TV.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was one of the very early shows. Yeah.
And he was that way when I got my haircut. He was very bossy.
Yep.
And I just like.
You took it and you loved it.
I did.
You came home and you go, you won't believe what I experienced. And he washed my hair. He washed my hair, you said.
Yeah, because he doesn't. So he is a shampoo girl. She'd already left.
But you said he did it for so long.
He was charmed by my Fargo accent. Mm-hmm. Is really what it is. Okay, really, I'm telling you. Okay, so Steven Soderbergh is giving an interview to the New York Times. He's the movie director and recent one of the three directors, producer of the Oscars. And he almost says that they assumed Chadwick Boseman was going to win, but he didn't all the way say it.
Yep, but that's silly.
Because we all know it.
Yep. And not have a plan B.
Yeah.
Because that's why they staggered the show the way they did it and everything. Yep.
Yeah. So he almost, but he can't admit what we all know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's just almost like he's kind of washing his hands of it because he just knew it was going to be a one and done. If nothing else, I hope the Academy Awards realizes, and they could pay somebody a decent chunk of money if they want. Pay somebody funny and great and quick-witted. Pay a host. You need someone moving the show
along. You really do.
And don't be afraid to throw in the Oscar-nominated songs as performances. People love the performances.
Mm-hmm.
And ask Barbara Streisand to sing The Way We Were for In Memoriam, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Make everybody cry.
Make everyone work.
Cry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We would.
Love
do
it.
You know my, how hard we'd
Instead
cry?
Instead of fast-forwarding it.
If Barbara Streisand stood there and sang the Memories song as the memoriam.
Remember Billie Eilish singing, what was it, Yesterday?
Yeah, that was so good. Billie,
I mean, you know, do the old and the young. Ask Cher to present. I mean, this is the easy. They have all the talent in the world.
I'm done with this.
Okay, fine.
Pass.
Okay, Billie.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Don't you wish if people could zap us past? Oh, I just want to know. We got a message from Mary, our friend, friend of the show, and she said that has anyone watched Bethany Frankel's new reality show on HBO? And she said, cringe.
Oh, I thought it didn't start yet, but maybe it started last week.
I saw it
on HBO.
I mean, I saw that it's there.
She's looking for someone to run Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
This already sounds like a nightmare because I don't know. That seems like private. That should be private business.
Yeah, I'd never work with her.
To look for a CEO. You know, I'd rather have a show about, you know, let's find the most fabulous interns and then see all the crazy things they could do. But I guess that already happened. I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
Back to you.
The mind-bending photo of the giant Bidens and the tiny Carters, you know, the president Biden and Jill Biden, and then they went down to.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Plains,
oh my God! It
Georgia.
Looks like everyone shrunk in a chair.
Rocco, have you seen this photo?
Oh yeah, it's.
Well,
so
how
bizarre.
Do you explain it? Is that a wide-angle lens?
Because of the wide-angle lens.
Oh my
gosh! Yeah, there's something in the Washington Post that tries to. They talked to a photographer to explain.
That is bizarre.
It looks so weird.
Yeah, but I mean, and really, but people in their 90s do shrink up. They do look smaller.
She's like 5'5", so she's not like
no,
a
I know.
Mannequin.
But they really made Joe Biden look young.
Puppet, yeah.
Okay. All right.